Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Marco Hunter, talking Holton boys basketball. Wildcats 0-5, but play their two most competitive games here since last we spoke, on the road at Nemaw Central, falling 53-35, and then Tuesday night at home, falling to Perry 72-65. But in both these games, Coach, certainly some more positives, more competitive games for sure. And I guess we'll go back to the Nemaw Central game on Friday, and that was maybe one of the most frustrating games all season, just from an offensive standpoint, as it seemed like, you know, just one of those nights where the shots really weren't falling and your defense maybe played one of their best games of the season. But that's kind of the one game that's been the anomaly, to where, you know, all the guys were just struggling to score, it seemed like, in Seneca last Friday.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And we talked about that, you know, post game. It's, you know, we got all the shots we wanted, and it was in the offense, and we're shooting in rhythm, and we just couldn't get anything to fall. And it's a little bit different. You know, Nemaha's gym is smaller, and the depth perception's different. And, you know, and that has a factor with any gym you shoot in. You know, when we're used to having high ceilings and it's a little bit lower, but, you know, we got good shots, and I was pleased with that, you know. But at the same time, you know, we struggled offensively because we were not, you know, in tune with each other. We were trying to force the action too much, and not a lot of ball movement, player movement, which is what we've been stressing a little bit more. And, you know, I think that showed a little bit more improvement last night against Perry versus against Nemaw.
No doubt. Yeah, you just had the 1 3-pointer, I think, against Nemaw Central, and then you come out and make 9 or so Tuesday night. And, yeah, we certainly saw what the offense is capable of. Man, great start. You led a game that was tied at halftime and made a run at it there, you know, in the end. It came up just a little bit short. But, man, offensively, guys were hitting shots. The passing, the flow, it just all seemed to kind of be clicking Tuesday.
Yeah, the chemistry kind of clicked, and that's what, you know, kind of harped on. You know, I gave them the weekend off because we just needed to. You know, we were pretty beat up and got bad ankles and, you know, guys sickness going around, and I was leery of that, having just one day to prepare for Perry. But it's not what Perry was going to do. We got to more focus on how we're going to approach the game. And, you know, we did get off to a good start and shot the ball well. And I told them that after the first quarter. I said, you guys look like a basketball team. I said, there's chemistry flowing and your shots are going in. I said, how can we sustain that, you know? And then, like you said, going in halftime tied, and that was my biggest concern, is how are we going to approach the second half? Either they're going to set the tone or we're going to set the tone. And we kind of reverted back to how we played at Nemaw, 1-on-5, and trying to force the action versus, you know, the team action. And it kind of caught us, and that's kind of where the game separated, and we never really got back into it, unless we had to, you know, scramble late. But, you know, I was proud of how hard we played. You know, we didn't give up on the game, and I know, you know, we're trying to have that feel-good feeling. And I saw a lot of positive even after the game. You know, guys are high-fiving each other and telling each other good game, which we haven't seen. So, you know, they feel good about it, but knowing that we're going to get better.
Obviously, DeDonder, Fox, Terwilliger all got their points, all scored in double digits. But one other positive I wanted to ask you about from Tuesday, Easton Mullen scored 3 threes and got 9 points, and then Grant Warner had 8, maybe one of his better rebounding games as well. You're starting 3 sophomores, and those are 2 of them. But last night, those sophomores seemed to take a big step forward in terms of just their confidence and comfort level out on the court. I'm sure you're hoping that's a trend that really continues.
No, absolutely. And, you know, and every time you look at that, you know, there's an old saying of, you know, however many sophomores you start, you're going to have at least that many losses. You know, it kind of works that way more with football than basketball. But, you know, those three, all three of them, you know, they're learning as we're going, but they know the expectation is there. They know that they're we trust them, and they're starting to trust each other a little bit more. Grant's coming along just great. You know, he's a three-sport athlete, so he's on the football field, baseball field, basketball court. So he didn't get as near as much court time in the summer as some of his peers, but he's coming along great. And Easton, he's becoming just a student of the game. And, you know, he was very nervous about starting his first start, but every game he's getting better, and you can see it in his consistency. And, you know, Devin, he knows I'm hard on him more than anybody because he's the point guard, but I'm proud of my sophomores, and I think they're going to progress and get better as we continue to go. And hoping that, you know, we get some good news after break and get Caden Gale back in the lineup, and he'll be, you know, hopefully a positive addition for us.
No doubt. Friday night at Rossville, and then a break until January 2nd at Hiawatha. We'll look forward to being there and seeing you at the games, Coach. And enjoy the holiday break. We'll have our next radio show in the new year.
Yep, absolutely. Sounds good. Happy holidays.
Marco Hunter, head coach of the Holton Boys. Wildcat Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Farmer State Bank, by Medical Pharmacy, and by Community Healthcare System.